This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Hour three kicking off in the Fan Run studios. Hour three headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
Reunited, and it feels so good, John. The Jags.
Happy to have me back.
Well, it's kind of referring to something else. But yeah, absolutely, obviously. Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay, coward.
Well, how does that make me a coward?
Whatever, coward.
Okay, either way. Listen, the Jags are planning to sign. It is official. The QB turned tight end. The man himself, Tim Tebow. Wow, to a one-year deal.
I'm tired.
It could be official in the next week or so. Here we go. Urban, Tim, back together. Man, doesn't get much sweeter than this, does it?
Are you kidding me?
I can't believe they're doing this.
They got to hop on the train of just the
I feel bad for all the undrafted free agents or the free agent tight ends that are younger and better than Tebow that aren't getting a shot because Urban Meyer's just trying to hang out with his boy.
Got to be better culture guys, I guess.
I guess so. Jeez. This is just... Urban's in over his head.
It's going to be a beautiful disaster.
You think so?
Hammer that under. The Jags win.
I mean, what are our expectations here? Does Tim Tebow actually make the team? Is he actually going to have an impact? What are you guys' thoughts on just the future of Tim Tebow in this situation?
He has special team experience, so they may be like, oh, we can hold him on to him for a special team or two.
Like a two fake punts
plays
all year.
Yeah, it's just,
have a pass at a fake punt once or twice.
Ian Rappaport says he'll have a chance to make the roster, so it's probably not like a guaranteed deal, and it's a culture thing. And, you know, honestly, I think it's nice of Urban to do for his boy. Give him a chance. I feel like Tebow probably should have been less resistant to playing tight end.
Yep.
You know, look at Logan Thomas out there. He's pretty good last year as a tight end.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Worked out for him.
Yeah. Much better than that Schmohawk from the Cowboys, but
Dalton Schultz, I don't know about that.
Yeah, much better.
Dalton Schultz, a much better blocker as well, but either way.
But good for Urban, I guess. But, yeah, if I'm in that locker room, I'm like, wait a second. What the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
You're not going to trust the process here? Not going to trust Urban and his
methods?
I would
say Urban hasn't earned the trust yet, I would say.
I will. They don't have a solidified tight end, right? Like a solidified starting tight end on the roster?
I think they drafted one.
Who ended up getting that guy from Penn State?
Oh, jeez. I don't even
It wasn't
remember.
Them?
It was not. If I remember correctly.
So either way,
the Pat guy.
He went to Pittsburgh. The Penn State guy.
Mm. Either way.
All right. Who's excited? Tim Tebow back in action.
This makes me angry.
I actually am a little excited.
I was about to say, this is going to get some attention. This is going to get some people wanting to watch just to see.
I hate.
Just
this.
To see how it works out.
I hate Tim Tebow, so I hate this. Hmm. I was hoping to never hear his name again. I mean, they're just pumping it down my throat again. Ugh.
Can't get away from it. Moving on, staying in the NFL, though. Gronk. It's been two seasons since he last played in New England, but still making an impact, guys. Did you guys see he hand-delivered $1.2 million to renovate a Boston playground? What a guy, that Gronk guy. Still appealing to the New England Patriot fans as well.
Good for Gronk.
You know?
Good for him.
Increasing his fan base a little bit. Like I said, and the New England faithful acted pretty excited about it. You know, pretty still accepting their guy, despite him kind of retiring, calling it quits, coming back to avoid New England. But, yeah, pretty cool story there. John, what'd you make of Anthony Davis? Back yesterday. Pretty strong performance against the Suns.
He was busting their ass.
Yeah, back-to-back really strong performances for Anthony Davis. He had, 42 last night?
What did I make of it? I made of it that if I'm Phoenix, I'm scared to death of having to play the Lakers in the first round.
Right.
Finally make the playoffs for the first time in 10 years, get the 2 seed, and then have to go up against the 7 seed Lakers. That would be unfair, and the Lakers would beat them in 5 games.
Not even LeBron out on the court. And like you said, they were kind of getting worked.
They had
yesterday.
No answer for Anthony Davis. Yeah. Anthony Davis was busting their ass.
Davis did say it's been fun, to be honest. We're a great team last year, and this is the first time I've been here and that we ran into a challenge. Just talking about, you know, them being potentially being the play-in tournament and just kind of the challenges so far this season. So, I don't know. going to be interesting to see. LeBron, also, he kind of, I don't know if you guys saw the post game, but he acted like LeBron going to be back. No, he wasn't, Anthony Davis wasn't too worried about it. He said he'll be ready to go before the postseason.
Something came out where he was either going to try to come back for the game tomorrow or Wednesday.
Okay.
So he's planning on playing one of these last few games.
Kind of crazy. Anthony Davis was also the first player since Elgin Baylor back in 68 with 35 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists in back-to-back games.
Yeah, 5 assists last night?
Yeah, apparently. Back-to-back games, too.
Good for him.
Pretty impressive.
He's not much of a passer.
No, not
quite.
They're
double-teaming him, and he's making the right play.
Mm-hmm. We also just kind of stay in the NBA a little bit. J.C. Horn, apparently he is going to choose number 8, the cornerback drafted the Carolina Panthers.
Who gives a damn?
He's honoring Kobe.
Oh, okay.
I was about to say, come on. And he's honoring Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe's football career. Yeah, got to rep
that.
Well,
still. I mean, still showing off the little bit of respect there.
I hate J.C. Horn, too.
I hate J.C. Horn.
I hate the Horn family.
Oh, yeah, there was a...
We have a history.
Yeah, something there to it. Either way, thought that was pretty cool, honoring Kobe. Still showing some respect there. But, yeah, he'll be rocking number 8. I believe he went number 8, too, right? To the Panthers in that pick as well.
So.
What about Adam Thielen showing a little disrespect to Lambeau Field? Did you guys see what he said? What did
he say?
The whole stadium is not nice, is what he said. There's nothing fancy about it. Like, it's bleacher seats. Really bashing on the Strick Stadium.
I'd say they're probably like, yeah, that's the point.
Well, Packers fans were pretty upset with this. A lot of people coming at him, talking about how great the field was. Even non-Packers players. I saw, like, Joe Thomas, the former tackle of the Browns, was defending the field, saying it is the most historical field in the NFL. So what do you think of Thielen's thoughts?
Ooh, historic. I mean, he's right. It's an old stadium. It's nothing special now. But, yeah, I think it's the historic side of it that's why it's so important and so big. And, of course, the Packers fans hold it very dear to their heart. So they're not going to love that take. But he's not wrong. It's old.
I wanted to also bring up in the NBA – Pelicans, Hornets, we didn't really talk about this too much, but what'd you guys think about the Ball brothers going at it? That was the first time we got to see that.
I thought that
I thought
LeVar Hornets
would have been front row. Was he not out there?
I feel like the Charlotte Hornets are pretty terrible. Buzz.
Oh, really?
That was my takeaway. They got
what are you talking about? They were up at going to the fourth. They had a bad fourth quarter. They couldn't make a shot.
Yeah, against the Pelicans.
Was it
Rozier
scoring?
Or Brandon
it was nobody.
Ingram. I thought it was pretty embarrassing. I just kept having to hear, just wait till the Hornets get healthy, John. I saw LaMelo out there. I saw Malik Monk.
They're still not healthy.
I saw P.J. Washington. I saw your boy Cody Zeller. I saw everybody except Gordon Hayward, and they got beat by a Pelicans
team. Gordon Hayward. Also, no Miles Bridges as well, who, by the way, is on a just absolute tear.
He's healthy. He's just got COVID.
Yeah. Well, that's not healthy.
Stay healthy, bro.
It's not healthy, though.
Hey, you know how many Hawks players have missed because of COVID?
Get vaccinated, bro.
Zero.
Simply get vaccinated.
All right.
What are you waiting on, Bridges?
You got a bunch of anti-vaxxers on your basketball team? What are you doing?
Like I said, again, on a tear this past month. Probably, I would say, their best player.
I'd say that's a terrible take, but...
Well,
this past month, he has.
The 8 seed.
Either way, hope you enjoy the play-in game. Going on the road.
Yeah, playing Boston and have fun.
Beat Boston, what, 2 weeks ago?
Well, they beat you two weeks ago, too.
Not scared of Boston. They look bad, by the way. What's going on with the Celtics? Since we're just on the topic here.
Yeah, I feel like I've been telling you guys that Boston's a... bunch of frauds for...
That loss to the Bulls. What was that, Friday night? They just got absolutely smacked. I mean, just embarrassed by the Bulls.
I believe last night or yesterday during their game against the Heat was maybe like the 10th time, seventh time they've fallen behind by 20 points.
Jeez.
Really?
This year, 10 times maybe, something like that.
Lord.
That's rough. Want to move to baseball. Did you guys see this was on... Friday, so this is with the Mets. So Francisco Lindor and Jeff McNeil had an apparent heated exchange during Friday's game, right? It kind of showed him going at it a little bit. But however, basically Lindor said after the game during the post-game press conference that they saw a critter in the tunnel, and they're debating whether it was a rat or a raccoon.
I don't even understand how you could mix those two things up. They are two entirely different and differently sized
creatures. I was about
to
say, the size would be just completely different, but either way, Mets GM Zach Scott did say that the confrontation was probably not ideal, and just like family, sometimes there's disputes, debates, and arguments. Like, what the hell are we talking about? Like, he acts like it was like an actual issue. Yeah, it's like an actual issue. So I don't know if it was an actual issue and they tried to make it about the, you know, the animal debate, trying to get away from maybe baseball. I don't know. What the hell's going on here?
I'm more concerned at their IQ level if they can't tell the difference between a raccoon and a rat.
I think they were just covering up that they were.
They had to be covering up, right?
Yeah, I think they were just getting into a fight.
But why would you make up that? A rat or a raccoon? It seems just strange if you are making that up.
Yeah, if you're coming up with something that. I don't know.
Jeez. Yeah. Either way. And then last headline, got to end with something a little sad, though, man. Did you guys see Tyreek Cohen?
I did.
His twin brother, Tyrell Cohen, apparently was found dead yesterday. Really just sad news. Didn't see a ton of details about it, but, I actually didn't even realize he had a twin brother. But, really crazy. Of course, you had, Sam Ehlinger, his brother, also passing away. What was that last week? So it's really kind of crazy news coming out.
Yeah, so he was running from the police.
I believe, yeah. I believe that was the indication.
Trying to get up in a tree. Did I read that right? Did he try to, like...
I thought I may have saw that as well.
I don't know. It's a sad story.
Yeah.
All right,
absolutely.
Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Hope I can come scoop you up round 745. Slide around with my drop top up or down you down the rack. Looked into my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 745.
All right, last week of the NBA season. Cam, what are the biggest storylines?
I think it's just the final pushes for these playoff spots right now. Wizards still on a hot streak. They've won the big, like 15 out of 19 or something like that. They're flying up the rankings. They're solidified pretty much in the top 10 now in the
East. They've been some good teams, too. Like, there's been some pretty good competitive games as well.
Yeah, it has. So I think them and the Pacers seem locked in as well. Like, the top 10 teams in the East are locked in now. It's pretty – because I don't think Chicago's coming back from two and a half back of the Pacers.
Yeah.
I would say
they have won a couple in a row. I want to say they've won back-to-back games.
I just think
games.
They're running out of time. Like,
no, yeah. No, you're right. They did just get LaVine back, so – trying to make that push, but I'd say you're right.
Little,
they have won
late,
three in a row, but
him getting COVID derailed that season.
It did.
Plus, when they traded for Vucevic, they lost like their first four games. But I think they're one of the 10 best teams. Like, I don't know, it's tough.
Yeah,
they are kind of out of time, but they're better than Indiana. I mean, how they beat Boston the last two times they've played, I actually think they're better than Boston as well.
Yeah.
But, not going to be there.
Top 10 are set. It's just kind of shuffling around position. Like, that 4-6 spot is still pretty tight. Knicks holding a one-game lead over the Hawks right now, who are tied with Miami but hold the tiebreaker in the 5-6 spot.
That's going to be the Hawks' problem when it comes to trying to catch the Knicks, though, is that the Knicks hold the tiebreaker over them. So.
Absolutely.
Hawks have a pretty soft schedule, though, down the stretch, right?
Yeah, the Hawks, it depends. I mean, over the last, like, month and a half, I think the Wizards are, like, the number – five team in the league when it comes to net rating.
Both those games without Bradley Beal, though.
Yeah, that does suck for them because they were playing really well. But, being without Beal hurts. And the Hawks have won, what, 7 in a row at home?
Yep.
They're a completely different team at home.
Yeah.
They've kind of laid a couple of eggs on the road lately, especially after big wins. You beat down Phoenix, make a statement, and then turn around and lose in Indiana.
Yeah.
Just like 2 weeks ago, you beat Milwaukee and then turn around and lost to Detroit. So, the back-to-back on the road's been tough for them. But, four games at home, two against the Wizard, one against the Magic, and one against the Rocket. So the Hawks should go 3-1 at worst. Really, it should go 4-0.
Yep.
DeAndre Hunter should be back. So, like, the Hawks could still get that 4 seed. Yeah. And I do think with how good they are at home, if they were to get the 4 seed, they would take care of the Knicks pretty easily.
Also,
Knicks team's tough, though. They're
good.
A tough team.
They got a sort of tough schedule. They play the Lakers tomorrow night.
Yep.
And LeBron should be back for that.
And then they end with all three of their last games are at home. They got the Spurs, the Hornets, and the Celtics, who are all kind of battling for playoff positioning
a
little bit. So
they should be favored in all three of those games.
They would be, though. Yeah, I would say so.
Against Boston, maybe just by a couple points, but they should be favored.
Boston looks like they're probably stuck in the playing game at this point, two games back of Miami and the Hawks, and they play Miami one more time.
And that will determine the season series there.
Mm-hmm.
But, them losing yesterday really hurt them when it came to them trying to move up. So the Celtics, man, what do you do if you're them and you're going to be pretty much relegated to the play-in duty?
Hey, you're just, I don't know. Like you're supposed to feel like you have a lot better roster than being, you know, in the play-in game, the seventh spot of the East. It's just,
I don't think they do have a better roster than that, though. I really don't think that.
I don't think either.
That's one of the biggest lies that we've been told over the last couple of years is how good their roster is. I think they overachieved in a weak East to get to the conference finals three of the last 4 years, but also, like, I thought they underachieved by not getting to any of those finals three of the last 4 years. They should have beaten Miami last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, expectation-wise and, like, stars, I know Milwaukee, you know, beat their ass 2 years ago. That was the only series I thought they should have lost. Like, Milwaukee was better than them, but, you know, that Cavs team they played, they had game seven at home, let Jeff Green beat them.
Jeff Green.
I mean, Jeff Green, yeah, he's the second best player on that Cavs team.
Like, no,
I mean,
he was.
They had no business losing that Cavs team at home in game seven. You know, the year that Isaiah Thomas had him as the one seed, like, they got embarrassed by LeBron. There's probably not much they could have done against that. Yeah. But, like, three of the last 4 years making the conference finals is cool, I guess, but, like, getting zero finals appearances seems like that's going to be the story of this, you know, of this era, because I don't know how they're going to get better. They're pretty much maxed out in terms of cap space. They don't have those draft picks anymore. And, like, Kemba's only going to get worse. Like, Tatum and Brown get a little bit better, but everyone else around them is getting worse.
Yeah, and even outside their, like, starting lineup, they have just no depth, it seems like.
I will say, when it comes to Boston, it does seem like they found a good draft pick with Nesmith.
Aaron Nesmith, the guy from Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Like, I thought he was really bad at the beginning of the year, but he has kind of turned it all around, and he's been pretty good.
He's been solid. Fournier kind of turned it around against the Heat a little bit. He's
still trying to get back from COVID. He's been better, but, you know, they got no big man.
We all love Grant, but he just –
Grant's terrible.
Yeah, he just ain't cutting in the NBA. They still throw him out there. Every time I see him out there, he's got three or four fouls. I'm like, man.
If you just search his name while they're playing, it's just people like, just like, get him off the floor. Get him off – like, yeah.
He missed a corner three yesterday by 3 feet.
Yeah.
It was bad. And we love Grant, but he's terrible.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the Boston, ugh.
So, Boston, two games back in Miami, does get to play them one more time. But, again, I don't think that's a good thing for Boston at this point.
Yeah.
Charlotte, a game lead over Washington. I think you'll be able to hold on to that 8 seed just because Washington's got to play the Mighty Hawks two times in a row without Bradley Beal. I would like to see the Bulls catch the Pacers, but I will say that
it's tough.
I will say that Sabonis has been playing really, really well the last couple of days.
What's their schedule? Pacers still have 5 games left. They have the Cavs, Sixers, Bucks, Lakers, Raptors.
It feels like the race for the 2 seed is going to be very important in the East for the Nets and Bucks. The Nets finally got a win. That was a big comeback they had against Denver as they got a half a game back ahead of Milwaukee. That's going to be a big difference because – obviously, if they play in the second round, whoever has a 2 seed gets home court, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But also, whoever is the 6 seed is most likely going to be Miami.
Yeah.
And if you're the 3 seed, I don't think I want to play Miami in the first round, especially if I'm Milwaukee, right? Like, and they've already punked us before.
Yeah, you got bad history there, so.
So you'd theoretically have to go through Miami, either Brooklyn or Milwaukee, and then the Sixers. That's a pretty tough 3 stretch, you know, 3 series for whoever finishes in that 3 seed.
Yep. Milwaukee half a game back of the 2.
Although I don't know if it matters. If I'm Brooklyn, I don't give a damn. If James Harden comes back, I feel like we can beat anybody.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But with like home court coming down the stretch, you know.
Yeah. Sixers pretty much have the 1 seed locked up. They've won 8 in a row. And then you get to the West, and the Jazz, I don't know if this would make me feel very good if I'm Donovan Mitchell, but he goes out and the Jazz have been just as good, if not better, without him.
Yeah, they have. And Phoenix dropped a couple ones they probably shouldn't have.
It seems like Phoenix is going to get the 2 seed.
Yep.
Which, again, if I am Phoenix and we're stuck as the 2 seed, I really, really hope and pray the Lakers can somehow claw out of the 7, although they're a game behind Portland, and Portland owns the tiebreaker over them, so that's going to be tough.
Yeah, but yeah, you do not want to see them in the first round. No way.
If you're the Lakers, what would you rather do? Stay at 7 have to beat an inferior team and, you know, the play-in game. Mm-hmm. Which, let's face it, they would crush the Warriors, Grizzlies, or Spurs in a play-in game, I would say.
Absolutely.
Would you rather have to play the play-in game and then play the Suns or try to get to six and play the Clippers round one?
I'm playing the Suns. You got to play the Suns.
Yeah, it's just a matter of, getting through those play-in games. But it really should just be one. So I feel like I'd take that one extra game just to get a team that I think you match up really well against. So
you then get the Clippers in the second round. I think it'd be funny to watch the Clippers and Lakers play in the first round because, you know, if the Clippers were to lose that series, that would be such a disaster for them to trade away all these assets. And, like, you know, Kawhi's a free agent after this year.
Yeah.
If I'm him, I'd look around and say, you know what? Going to New York seems kind of cool now. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go be a Knick. That seems cool.
Yeah, or a Hawk.
Do you think this success for the Knicks does put them more on the map just a little bit?
I think it would have to. Like, we've talked about the Knicks' new regime, and, like, keep in mind, you haven't heard anything about James Dolan really the last year. Like, they brought in, and that, you know, he was, you know, for as bad as James Dolan has been as an owner, like, people have always said, like, he trusts his people, like, to the detriment of the team, but, like, he trusts his people and lets them do their job. Like, he let Isaiah Thomas run them into the ground. That was his boy. He's like, hey, I trust you, do whatever, and it was terrible. And then when he hired Phil Jackson, he's like, hey, Phil, do whatever you want. So, like, you know, he hires World Wide West, he hires all those Kentucky guys, he hires these people. And, you know, he's let them do their job, and they have really changed the culture. And I would say, yeah, the Knicks have to be much more appealing. You have Julius Randle, you have a good roster, and you play a fun style of basketball.
And they're already just in New York. Like, that market has to be super appealing.
Right.
Some of those guys try to sell their brand and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I would say, yeah, it has to help them.
Well, I thought
– to the point of getting Kawhi, maybe not that soon. Might still take another couple years to do that.
But when it comes down to a decision like them or another team, like, I thought that was the biggest reason Brooklyn had the advantage over New York and got some of the free agents, other than being maybe a little bit – still a good city in Brooklyn or whatever. Mm-hmm. But also they had, like, some success, you know. The year before they had at least something kind of to build on. They had some decent role players to build on.
Like, I wonder if you ask Kevin Durant – honestly, like, if he would do it the same way, like, I wonder if he would say, nah, they actually might go to the Knicks if I knew who they were going to hire.
Yeah, and they had this.
They were going to put Julius Randle. He's going to be good.
Yeah.
Maybe not, because he still gets to play with his boy Kyrie and James Harden.
I was about to say, they're still a, you know, top team in the East.
But also, when he was going to the Nets, he didn't know Harden was coming.
Right.
That is true. It's kind of trading Randle, basically, for Kyrie a little bit. Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. The Knicks have the same record as the Lakers, and they play on Tuesday. Wow. So,
well, that's crazy on two different ways, because the Lakers would view this as a disastrous season. The Knicks are like, yes.
We're doing it.
The Knicks are the real-life embodiment of that meme where the guy's celebrating on the medal stand, and you pull out, he's in seventh place, but he's chewing on his medal. He's so happy, like, popping champagne. Like, that's what the Knicks are right now, because they're basically in, like, 11th place in the league.
Yeah, yeah.
But it just feels so good for them. And I'm not, like, hating, like, you know, when you've been in the darkness they've been, like, this success feels awesome. And, you know, this road trip I thought was going to sink them, but they've won a couple big games.
Yeah.
They damn near could have beaten that Suns team as well. They kind of choked that game away. So they've kind of legitimized themselves a bit.
Any chance the Pelicans sneak in the 10th spot down there?
Man, the NBA, they're going to do everything in their power to try to get Zion in the play-in
game. I don't know if they will whenever you see, like, Zion and Ingram are out. Like, who knows if they could get back? Like, Zion has a broken finger. Like, you know, Ingram has a sprained ankle. So, like, I don't know if either one of those guys would play. So, I don't know how much they would move the needle. But, like,
The Spurs may lose every game left on their schedule.
That's what I was going to say. When you look at the Spurs' last five games, like, it is going to be pretty tough for them to hold on. Just simply because they are playing a really, really tough schedule. They play Milwaukee, at Brooklyn, at the Knicks, Phoenix, and Phoenix. Now, maybe that last Phoenix game, like, they'll be locked into their playoff spot, so they'll take it easy.
Yeah.
They'll be locked in the two seeds, so they won't really care.
No, I mean, if you're the Pelicans, you could win. You got Grizzlies, Dallas, Golden State, Lakers. Like, you should feel like, I think you think you can get at least two of those.
Three of the four are on the road, though.
Yeah.
Say.
Yeah, I mean, they're 9-point dogs tonight on a back-to-back without Zion and Ingram against the Grizzlies. Yeah. Like, they've played really well against the Grizzlies. Like, I don't look at their schedule and feel like it's much easier.
You say they get two.
Like, I don't think
they beat Golden State already this year, so I would say it's possible, but that would obviously be the goal, I think, is to try to at least get two there. And hope the Lakers are resting people on that last game there.
Mm-hmm.
And then think you could try and maybe sneak in. But, well, these are coming down to the stretch. Mm.
I feel so bad for the Suns. They have to know what's coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have to know what's coming.
Oof.
They're praying, like, please, Blazers, lose. We want to play you in the first round.
The Lakers.
I don't know if they'd beat the Blazers either. I don't
know.
The Suns
are powerful. Blazers. Blazers stink.
I think the Suns are a little overrated. Devin Booker, a little overrated. Like, again, I think yesterday proved, like, they were just getting, like you said, just absolutely punked by Anthony Davis. Like, he was just eating them up.
Anthony Davis is really damn good.
And I understand that, but, like, I don't know. I just think the Suns.
There's only one Anthony Davis, or two if you count Giannis and Durant, or three if you count Giannis and Durant. Like, those guys are close, but AD was just, they couldn't stop him on the block.
They, like, they play, like, Jay Crowder and Torrey Craig at power forward. Like, they don't have anything for Anthony Davis.
I don't know if I'd say they're, like, overrated, but I mean, like, I would say I would take the Suns in every other series against anyone else in the West. I would take them to beat the Jazz, probably the Clippers, too. I just wouldn't take them to
– the Clippers. Like, yeah. I get the Clippers have this whole, you know, choke mentality, whatever, but they're still got Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. Like, those still a better combo than Devin Booker and Chris Paul.
They lost by 8 the last time they played the Suns in a game that mattered for seeding.
Mm-hmm.
Regular season.
That's fine, but okay, you can't say that about, like, Paul George and the Clippers. Like, I mean, it's like they, like, thrive in the playoffs. But I understand what you're saying. But, you know, especially Phoenix with home court, like, I think they would beat the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not, though. This guy'd be like, really? Seriously? We're finally going to make the playoffs? We're going to two-seed. We got to get the Lakers?
Oof.
What a disaster. What a disaster. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Winners and Losers of the Weekend is brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, you're going to want the best legal representation. G. Turner Howard III and his team have been representing East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's G3HelpMe.com. Let's play some Winners and Losers of the Weekend. Cam, hit the music.
Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers.
All right, Cam, who won this weekend?
All right, my number three winner of the weekend. I gave it to DK Metcalf. He earned a lot of respect, I think, amongst at least the track community and a lot of the guys in the NFL.
He finished in last.
With a respectable time. I think people thought he was going to get embarrassed out. People thought he was going to get embarrassed out there. He held his own, which
he did. What if he'd have gotten hurt?
Yeah, then he'd definitely be a loser.
On the loser list.
But he held his own out there, did better than people expected, and I think he earned some respect around the track community and from, like, you know,
did you not
the media
see how much bigger he was
than
everybody, John? Did you not see the picture where it's like these little skinny guys and you got just big old muscle, 230-pound DK out there? Like, it was impressive.
He did look like
it was impressive.
But I mean, he's big. We know that.
I'm just saying. He was twice everybody's size. He was still competing with them.
He's missing last.
These track stars, right? I mean,
okay, sorry. DK Metcalf is fast. I didn't know that before this weekend.
He earned my respect. I didn't know he was track fast. I give him credit for that.
He wasn't. He finished in last.
10.37 is still a pretty good time.
What a hater.
But he was my number three winner of the weekend because the good went a lot worse for him. My number two win of the weekend, I gave it to Russell Westbrook for tying Oscar Robertson's triple-double record. And obviously he's going to have a chance to break that over the next couple games. But yeah, he's doing historic stuff, and that makes you a winner most of the time. And my number one win of the weekend, I gave it to a combo of Rory McIlroy and Bryson DeChambeau. DeChambeau, because people were clowning him at first because he thought he was going to miss the cut, so he flew home. Found out he made the cut and had to fly back. So everybody's like, oh, he's wasting his time doing this. He didn't win or anything. He ended up finishing ninth. But he still ended up making $228,825. So I think it ended up worth it, that turnaround. But he still got a decent payday out of it.
Yeah, that was a pretty crazy story. He was like a 90th, I think, after his round. So he loaded up the jet, went home, and then the winds went crazy.
Yep.
The winds went crazy and messed everything up. and a bunch of guys fell apart. And then, yeah, he was able to finish around the top 10. And
yeah, he finished ninth. So, yeah. So, in the big win for him there, or at least, you know, it made it worth the effort of getting back out there. And then Rory, he got a win this weekend. And his first win in 18 months. His first win since November of 2019. I think that's big for him. So, and it's his first since he's had a kid. So, first win as a dad, all that kind of stuff, makes him my number one winner of the weekend. John, who did you have winning?
Oh, let's go to Draven.
Draven, who did you have winning?
I've been blowing my nose so many times, I forgot about winners and losers. So, let's just grift off Draven. Draven, what do you got for us?
All righty. I have an even better list, I'll tell you what, Cam. Okay. Number three, Anthony Davis.
Okay.
Pretty strong weekend for AD. He's back. He said, when did he say that the Lakers were back? They won that game. What was that, a week
that's
ago?
That's when they beat the Nuggets, right?
Yeah, it was like a week or two ago. Then they had a little bit of a lull again, but I do think it's official. AD is back. Really strong weekend for him. Couple of back-to-back performances, like I said, had 42, 10, and 5. First player since Elgin Baylor to have back-to-back. Was it 35-plus, 10 rebounds, 5 assists games. Really impressive. All the great Lakers, you know, to come through here for him to do that. Pretty cool. So he's my number three. I'm right there with you. DK, number two, man. Just not even – you could say he got last. You can say all that. You can say whatever you want. But also, I mean, just all these other athletes coming out and, you know, tweeting at him.
Yeah.
I feel like he was the spotlight, the biggest spotlight yesterday. I thought that was the biggest, like, sports headline right there. You had all these people talking about
stuff.
It on Twitter. Yeah. Track people were tweeting at him, congratulating him. You had NFL athletes tweeting at him, saying how impressed they were. Big winner, man. He looked like a beast. We knew he was a beast. He confirmed that. He continues to look like a beast. And number one, I think I will go with Russell Westbrook. You are right, John.
You guys have the same damn list.
Yeah, basically. Happened? Basically.
I didn't have a list. I can't complain.
I was about to say. But yeah, I think Russ tying the record again. Really, it was a great game, that Indiana game as well. Went to overtime, kind of came down to the wire, really crazy. But Russ, it's pretty impressive, and he's going to cap it off tonight. So kudos to him.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Is that supposed to hurt my feelings that he's going to do it against the Hawks?
I never said that. No, I never said that. We'll see if he wins the game, though. You know,
he's not going to win the game.
I don't know.
He's not
going to win. Cam, who lost this weekend?
All right, my number three loser of the weekend. I gave it to Donald Cowboy Cerrone. He lost his, like, six straight fight in the UFC. He's been a name mainstay in the UFC for a while now. I think it's about time he needs to just hang it up. He took a knockout loss this past weekend, and yeah, like just six straight times he has not come out on the winning end of a UFC fight. That's spanning over, you know, a couple years now. He's still like a recognizable name, so I guess that's how he still keeps getting these decent fights. But come on, man, you gotta see the writing on the wall. Hang it up while you can, man. No use in getting some more brain damage getting out there taking these losses. Gotta do better, Cowboy. My number two loser of the weekend, I gave it to the Celtics. Couple tough losses, getting blown out by the Bulls. They came back and made it look a little more respectable, but they were getting pounded by the Heat as well. And now it looks like they're firmly stuck in the play-in game. Just, you know, a team of high expectations the past few years, this is just not where they expected to be at this point, and just makes them a bunch of losers. Losers. And my number one loser of the weekend, I gave it to Bob Baffert. Baffert, however you say his name, the guy that, horse owner that's in hot water now, being suspended from entering in Churchill Downs, probably going to get some more stuff. They may strip this win from him with Medina Spirit from Kentucky Derby. He's just looking like a mess right now, and it's people finally, like, realizing, like, okay, he's been cheating all this time. It's just all coming to the surface at this point, and it's just a very bad look on him. And from being praised last weekend to what's happening this week is just quite the turnaround. So he is my number one loser of the weekend.
Who was it?
Bob Baffert.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Draven?
Number three. I'm going to change it up a little bit. I got Juju Smith-Schuster, number three loser. I don't know if you guys saw, but...
What the hell happened to him?
This guy, these comments, man, it really kind of pisses me off a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just what he keeps saying. So basically he went on, I don't know, podcast, radio show. He went on something, and he was talking about him motivating, got asked if he motivated the Browns based on what he said. And he said, probably a lot, honestly. He said, I think by me saying that, it says that a lot of people care about what I say. Like, shut up, man. This guy. He thinks everybody, like, cares so much about what Juju Smith's up to, what Juju Smith-Schuster's doing, the dances, all this. It's like, nobody cares. And then he also, like, went on to say something about, like, he wouldn't take it back, you know, they kicked his butt, whatever, but he doesn't regret any of it. It's like, man, I don't know. Just feels like kind of a loser mentality saying, oh, yeah, I motivate him because everybody cares what I have to say. It's like, you lost the game. Just give him the respect, whatever. Number three, loser there. Number two, John, do you know who M-Bone HD is?
No.
He is, or maybe it's Boone, M-Boone HD. Either way, he's the guy that kept going on the dates in Arizona. Living it up, tweeting out the pictures, right? All happy and dandy.
How's
and then,
that going?
Yeah, you know, it was going good. They went on a third date with, the Coyotes, I believe. Went to a hockey game, enjoyed that. And then, went to Cardinals. We're like, hey, we got the fifth date covered. Don't worry about it. But then he tweeted out, breaking everybody's heart, showing that love still.
She's probably tired of going to watch Arizona sporting events.
Yeah, that's what he was trying to sell her on.
Right? I mean, but he did say, Twitter, I'm sorry, there is no fourth date. Sometimes you can meet the right person at the wrong time. At the end of the day, I just want her to be happy. To all the Arizona sports teams, you rock and have a fan for life. I will never forget the incredible kind gestures. The relationship is over.
What a loser.
Think it's a loser? Who ended
he's
it,
a
though,
loser.
Based on she ended it?
Yeah, she ended it.
What do you think it was?
He would have rode
the pressure.
Attention.
Was it the spotlight?
The pressure of, yeah.
Maybe she just wasn't
you
that big
can't,
of a
you can't
fan.
Have a girl you just start dating and throw her in some spot like that. It escalates everything.
Well, it wasn't really him. Time out. Give Bone a little bit of – give him Bone right here. Listen, the guy had his buddy originally tweet out the picture. Yeah. It was like, hey, my friend's at the whatever – I think it was the baseball game, wasn't it?
Yeah,
the original
original
one.
But you could tap out, and like after that stuff all happened, you could be like, okay, we're not gonna go back to that.
I'm sorry,
like that was weird. You want to do something else a different time?
Wait, you got all these teams tweeting out?
You're
like,
to the same dates. You're taking her to the same dates every week. What are you gonna do? Five straight baseball games as your date every time? Do better, my man.
Yeah, tired of eating hot dogs, bro.
Yeah, do better, my man.
What do you mean,
loser?
Do better,
loser.
You
change
got
up
these
the
teams
dates.
Offering it. You gotta take it. Right,
you
up to
you
date.
You
gotta
take it.
And that, in fact, I think would make the guy look.
But I feel like he wasn't planning other stuff outside of this either, though. I feel like he was just like, "Hey, we got another baseball game to go to. You trying to come?" Yeah. And she's just like, "And in the spotlight every time." I think that puts a lot of pressure on an early blossoming, blooming relationship.
All right.
He's a loser.
I kind of defend the guy a little bit. And the number one, same path.
And his t-shirt and shorts.
I saw that too.
And she probably was like, you know what? I can do better.
maybe that had factored in a little bit. Just the whole him getting criticized for that. He did get a little thrown under the bus. Number one, Medina Spirit. I think we should, the horse.
You made the horse the loser?
He's the biggest loser here. And it's mainly, it's not really his fault, but like. He's the one competing,
The horse wasn't out there like, hey,
he's
boss,
the one out there
you
running.
Got any more in them pain relievers?
I think the biggest loser is a guy who won and worked his ass off to get that greatest accomplishment and got it taken away from somebody that, had the authority over him.
I guess he won't get to have sex for a lot of money now, right? Like, he won't, unless he gets certified as a Kentucky Derby winner, his price goes down.
Yeah.
I would say the owners of the... of Medina Spirit. They got to be big-time losers as well.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I feel like we forgot Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah.
What happened with Elon?
SNL.
Yeah, oh, he was on SNL.
I feel like his
SNL
appearance, I've been surprised. I thought that his doggy coin was about to go through the moon or to the moon whenever he was on SNL, but instead it's crashed. It went from like 72 cents down to 47.
Well, he said something like, he was like, I'm not sure how much I believe in this or something like that. And so it went down, but
he
I think it was bouncing back the next day.
Yeah, but it's down now to 47 cents. Oof.
How was his appearance on SNL? I didn't see any clips.
I haven't seen anybody giving him credit, saying he's funny or anything. It's just been just been bad all around, I think, for him.
Yeah, but they are launching that rocket called Doggy Coin or whatever they're doing. So I guess he's trying to make it bounce back. Maybe he crashed it so he could buy more, and it bounced back up. That's probably what he did.
Another winner of the weekend, I would add True Love.
Oh,
True Love as J Lo and Ben Affleck spy together.
Back again?
Chemistry off the charts.
Did you not just hear my baseball story? Love is dead, John.
I would say love is back and better than ever. Did you not hear my story about J-Lo getting rid of that loser A-Rod and finding her first real love, Ben Affleck?
God, I hate Ben Affleck.
Back to
who hates Ben Affleck?
He just seems like the worst kind of guy, man. He seems like the biggest jerk in the world. Disagree. Come on. You know that guy's a jerk. We all know that guy's a jerk.
J-Lo likes it, apparently.
I mean, girls like jerks. That's fine. That's whatever. Fair. Just saying.
I feel like this is a downgrade from his last lover, though.
Who was he with?
That Ana de Armas girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Is that how you say her name?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, oof.
Ana de Armas, yeah, the girl from
she's Knives cool,
Out.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a downgrade. Sorry, J-Lo. Last call on the other side. Last call here on the program. Let's pay some, pump the brakes. Let's keep it moving. Cam, what do you got for us?
I got Missouri Man.
Sorry, I don't give a damn about Missouri.
No, God, please, no. I guess St.
Louis could have been a story there, I guess. Mm-hmm. Was it Konzo Martin? Is he up to something?
No,
never mind.
No. All right, I got Chinese Zoo criticized for this. They are being criticized after keeping a leopard escape secret. The park told police they didn't report the incident over fears it would impact the flow of tourists coming into the zoo during the public holidays. So basically, a leopard escaped at the zoo in China. So, locals were demanding answers Monday after a safari park in eastern China failed to inform authorities and residents for weeks that three of its leopards had gotten out of the enclosure.
Three?
Yeah.
Man.
One
so
of
they
the
were
leopards,
just, like, walking around the zoo?
I don't know. I guess the city in general. It said one of the leopards was still on the loose. The Hangzhou Safari Park in the city of Fengjiang said, according to local media, a search team is on the leopard's trail after paw prints believed to be left by the feline were found on Sunday. So, okay, so apparently one's still out there right now. The vice mayor of the city said the police found that the leopards had escaped on April 19th, several weeks after the first reported sighting. The safari park also admitted to the police that they did not report the incident over worries it would impact the flow of tourism coming into the zoo over the next few days.
My goodness.
Wow.
Okay. Locals said that five people in charge of the park, including its general manager, have been detained and the police had launched an investigation. Residents of nearby neighborhoods said they had spotted the leopards in different locations as early as May 2nd, according to Chinese state-backed newspaper Global Times said, causing fear and confusion. After they were spotted roaming residential areas and tea plantations near the park on Saturday, residents contacted authorities to report the sightings. So, literally, these things have been out for weeks, and the park didn't say anything, people are like, hey, there's some leopards out here, like, what's up with this?
It's like, oh yeah, I almost forgot about that.
Arkansas man gets good news.
Hey, good news. I'll stop, bro.
Arkansas man who was on death row received good news that new DNA testing revealed that genetic material on the murder weapon, which was never previously tested, in fact belongs to another man. The bad news, he was executed in 2017.
Oh, no.
Oh, shout out to the justice system.
Wow.
Linda
getting
Lee
it done as usual.
Was executed by lethal injection in Arkansas in 2017. 4 years later, does he have the worst lawyer in the world? Is it like the lawyer like, hey, need to test the murder weapon?
I feel like that's one of the first things you should ask for.
They never tested the murder weapon and then now have found out it had DNA on it that belonged to another man.
Yikes. Oof, yeah. What was his lawyer doing? It must have been a public defender or something.
Yeah,
public
maybe.
Defenders are there to trap you. They get you in trouble. Lord. Shout out to the justice system. Getting it done, I guess.
Really sad.
Yeah.
I wonder how long he's on death
like,
row.
I feel
for.
Like that's one just of the things that even if the lawyer doesn't ask for, that's just like one of the basic things you should do while going through this kind of process. It's like, okay, we have DNA on this. Guess we should test it. Maybe. Just a thought.
Does it say when he committed the crime?
I didn't actually open it up and read the story. Lawyers request to conduct additional DNA test. So they had requested to conduct additional DNA testing before he was executed, and they denied it. I feel like that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's nice.
22 years he was on death row.
22 years, wow.
I also hate that it takes that long. Like, if you're gonna get me, go ahead and get me. Like, don't make me sit there and wait for it.
My dying words will always be as it has been. I am an innocent man. BBC in an interview that published days
rough.
Before.
I hope his family gets a check.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I guess that's the good news here is that there'll be some money coming out. But obviously doesn't get a life back.
Yep.
Russell Smith, the Bear, the Drive Guys coming up next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Your pet is an important